Martin Fay's about to join us. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Superannuation Funds. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning.
We can withdraw $10,000 in this financial year and next financial year. What are the ramifications and what do I have to do to be able to prove that I can get it?
So the first thing is, could we please ask people to not call their superannuation funds today and don't contact your fund until mid-April? The scheme is not open yet. It's going to be available from mid-April. And at the moment, funds are trying to deal with calls and other issues. What it means, as you said, is $10,000 this side of July and the other side. What it really means is $1,000 every week for 20 weeks from your superannuation. And that compares against the $250 you're going to get from Newstart. So super's doing a lot of heavy lifting here. Mm. In order to get it, the conditions are set out. Essentially, what you're looking at is you are unemployed or you've been receiving JobSeeker or Newstart since the 1st of January, or you've been made redundant, or your working hours have been cut by 20%. So essentially, if you're impacted by this, and the eligibility criteria for accessing your super are much laxer than they are for accessing other kind of Centrelink benefits. And so we expect quite a lot of people to access this. Sure. And that's why we're asking that the ATO would take care of paying this out directly to people rather than people going to the ATO and then going back to their fund and then going back to the ATO. We really want to get this paid out by the ATO.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there any merit in people like ourselves that have got a little bit of super, have still got a job, pulling out money and getting jobs done, like, I don't know, redoing the bathroom, which creates employment for people?
No, look, this should be a last resort. What we don't want here is if you're 25 and you take out $10,000, there's some numbers quoted in the media today that says that's going to impact your retirement savings by $100,000 when you retire at 67. Please don't touch your super unless you absolutely have to. Exhaust the other channels. What we want to do is we need to keep this for those people that need it and get it to them efficiently. Mm-hmm. But don't, I mean, you know, we won't be, the government can bring forward stimulus. We've got a really strong government balance sheet. We can use quantitative easing. We can get out of this. We just need a bridge to the far side, as the government has said. And let's be clear that what we need is concerted effort around this. And so what we're saying is, let's get the ATO to pay it out so we can do it quickly. And let's make sure that people understand that this is going to cost your retirement savings. So think carefully before you take it
out. Martin, very briefly, where do people go to 100% know if they're eligible or not? What website should they look at?
Go to the ATO website.
ATO. All right. Simple as that. Thank you, Dr. Martin Fay, Chief Executive Officer of the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia. Absolutely. And so important at this time.